Do you suffer from pain, tenderness, or a clicking in your jaw? Maybe you have pain while chewing, chronic migraines, or other facial discomfort. We have the answer for you. Welcome to the TMJ and Jaw Pain Podcast with Dr. Astrid Cruz Aguirre. Dr. Guir is a maxillofacial surgeon qualified in both dentistry and medicine and is the head of the Temporomandibular Joint Center. You don't have to live in pain. Listen to today's podcast and learn more about the causes of jaw pain and your treatment options.
My name is Astrid Cruz Aguirre, and I warmly greet you to today's podcast episode. I'm repeatedly confronted with beliefs during my consultation hours, and I can also find quite a lot on the internet on the subject of temporomandibular joint disorders, TMD, and tinnitus. That's why I thought I'd do a series on truths, half-truths, and fairy tales on the subject of temporomandibular joint disorders and tinnitus. But let's start right away. The first point is physiotherapy helps with muscle tension. What's the deal with that? Physiotherapy clearly helps to relieve such tension, especially in the masticatory muscles on neck and shoulder area. These tensions are often relieved with trigger point massage or occasionally with dry needling, the release of tension with small, fine needles. Now comes my big but. In my consultation hours, I often hear the patients report that although they feel better immediately after the physiotherapy, the freedom from symptoms is only for a very short period of time. Why is this? The reason is that while tension is relieved, so are the symptoms. The cause, however, frequently was not eliminated. I understand that stress or improper strain are often the cause of such tension. If you want to relieve your tension in the long term, you should look for the cause. There are many causes for such excessive hardening and overloading of the masticatory muscles. It can be a sleep disorder, excessive stress, perhaps an intervention like a tooth pulling was performed so that there is a one-sided chewing strain and thus a one-sided tension. But it can also be an incorrect posture so that the neck and shoulders become tense. We see there are many reasons. In addition, it is very important to do the exercises at home yourself and to look at the possible causes and how to eliminate them. I recommend doing 2 or 3 exercises a day for about 6 or 8 weeks. If physiotherapy is usually carried out once a week, it is clear that a desired long-term improvement will not occur without an independent home program. Let's come to the second belief. A splint helps with temporomandibular joint disorders. If you grind your teeth at night, you can protect your teeth. Now comes my big but again. However, not all temporomandibular joint problems can be traced back to pure teeth grinding. For example, a joint disc displacement called a disc luxation or an arthrosis in the joint can lead to pain in the temporomandibular joint. For this reason, a splint makes no sense for temporomandibular joint problems. Let's now come to the subject of arthrosis. I often hear that there is nothing you can do about it anyway. Of course, you can carry out different forms of therapy in the case of an arthrosis of the temporomandibular joint, just like with all other joints. There is, for example, physiotherapy, osteopathy, joint irrigation, certain injections, smoothing of the surface of the joint, up to replacement of the temporomandibular joint with a prosthesis. The extent of the therapy depends above all on the clinical symptoms. I mean not whether someone has clear arthrosis in the X-ray image, but whether the person concerned has pain symptoms and a restriction of the movement of the jaw joint. In principle, all conservative, I mean non-surgical forms of therapy should be used as far as possible, but in advanced cases with clear clinical findings such as non-responsive to conservative therapies and persistent pain and restricted movement, a surgical approach makes sense. In this context, I have often heard the statement that prostheses are only available for large joints. This is also not a correct statement. They are very well TMJ prostheses. However, they are used very rarely and only in exceptional cases such as a very advanced form of arthrosis or tumors. We always try to keep the joint as much as possible. Botox is only for wrinkles. I read and hear that a lot too. Of course, botulinum toxin is very often used to treat wrinkles, but originally it comes from the medical therapy area and was first used to treat strabismus in the area of the eye muscles. We use this in the TMJ area, especially in the case of very pronounced tension in the masticatory muscles. If you're interested in this, I recommend your separate episode on botulinum toxin in the masticatory muscle area. Now we come to the next statement. Hypnosis does not work for me. We know that about 90% of the population responds to hypnosis, but hypnosis definitely does not work for 10%. Of course, as with all forms of therapy, it is important to have a positive attitude. In one of the last podcast episodes, we already discussed the treatment options with hypnosis for tinnitus and hardly any muscle tension. I can highly recommend this form of therapy. As with physiotherapy exercises, daily training is also important here because this is the only way to reduce tension and stress. Chewing gum relaxes the masticatory muscles. Of course, chewing gum does not relax the chewing muscles. On the contrary, it promotes tension in the area of the masticatory muscles, so please don't chew gum. Is a clicking sound in the joint bad? I get asked this question very often. A clicking of the temporomandibular joint with a normal mouth opening is usually harmless. We know that about 30% of the population suffer from a popping of the jaw joint. This clicking is often due to an instability of the joint disc. I mean the joint disc jumps into the correct position over the head when the mouth is opening and usually jumps back again when the mouth is closing. It is usually not possible to really do something against the pure jaw joint clicking and is definitely not an indication for surgery. Even a splint therapy makes no sense with a painless clicking. I have tinnitus from my jaw joint. This is also a common statement. I know that those of you who have tinnitus, which is a permanent ringing in the ears, often suffer greatly from it. And understandably, many are looking for a cause for the ringing in the ears. However, the jaw joint is often not to blame for the ringing in the ears. However, I often notice in practice is that patients who suffer from very strong stress and strain often have tinnitus, in addition to hardly any muscle tension and pain when opening the mouth. For both jaw joint muscle tension and tinnitus, I recommend stress reduction. I know many of you might be laughing now and thinking that's easy to say and that's not it. In the beginning of our consultation, we used to have a stress questionnaire for all patients who came to see me because of temporomandibular joint disorders. Some time ago, I sent this stress questionnaire from my office. I was into Excel. Why? Because I have had the experience that every person deals with stress very individually and processes it. There are people who have considerable stress but do not perceive it as stress. On the other hand, there are people who hardly have any stress but show very strong signs of stress. The question is always positive or negative stress. There are people who thrive in their work but also have a lot of stress and perceive this as a positive stress. In practice, I see the signs of physical stress, especially in the area of the masticatory muscles, when they are very tight, or even I see that some of you bite your cheek or press your tongue tightly against your teeth. So that are the stress markers. For both tinnitus and chewing muscle tension, I personally recommend that you pay attention to regular compensation. Always remember, don't press express, which exactly expresses not to bite your way through too much. Sports, muscle relaxation according to Jacobson, yoga relaxation, and much more can be a way out. My child grinds his teeth. Is it dangerous? This is also a well-known statement that some of you may have read or heard. No, on the contrary, when children grind, it is quite normal. During dentition, space is created for new teeth, and this is absolutely normal. Adults should avoid grinding their teeth if possible, but this is not a problem for children. A good night's sleep is important to reduce teeth grinding. This is a statement that I fully support. Good sleep hygiene, I mean healthy sleep, is very important in order to wake up relaxed in the morning and if possible without or at least with less tension. Anyone who drinks caffeinated beverages or watches exciting films, checks emails or smokes shortly before going to bed usually has a hard time falling asleep and sleeping well through the night. We know that people with insomnia often also suffer from bruxism, I mean grinding their teeth or clenching their teeth. So make sure you get a good night's sleep. All of my complaints can be traced back to CMD, I mean craniomandibular dysfunction. Those of you who already know my podcast or know me personally know that I don't use the term craniomandibular dysfunction or CMD for short very often. The problem with this term is that it is a collection of many symptoms. Certainly, there are some symptoms that can be traced back to a temporomandibular joint pathology. However, one cannot consciously blame all dizziness, I'm x-raying now, or hair loss or skin rash on the poor temporomandibular joint. I have also experienced it a few times that the clinical picture was assessed as CMD instead of a classical burnout. So I'm very careful with the term CMD. I have to wear my braces every night. This is also a very common statement that I hear again and again. I'm happy to refer here to the so-called AWMF guidelines, which can be downloaded for free of charge. These guidelines are recommendations from a wide variety of disciplines. These recommendations are revised approximately every 4 years. There's a current guideline recommendation from the Specialist Society for Bruxism, I mean grinding your teeth. I'm happy to quote this guideline. The evaluation of literature reviews shows that there are currently no study results from long-term applications that prove the permanent reduction in bruxism activity through splints. This guideline goes on to say that splints can be fitted to protect the teeth during sleep to prevent breakage of the tooth, counting contracts from excessive wear. One possibility would be to wear the splint only on a very stressful day and to take a short break from wearing it. You cannot do surgery on a temporomandibular joint. That statement I've heard from time to time. Of course, a temporomandibular joint can be treated in the same way as a large joint, such as a hip joint or knee joint. Of course, one should always exhaust all conservative, I mean non-surgical, measures whenever possible. As already mentioned, there is, as with the large joints, the complete spectrum of surgical procedures ranging from joint irrigation to complete joint replacement, the jaw joint prosthesis. You can compare this very nicely with the knee joint. There is a range of different forms of treatment. An orthopedist would not even think of prescribing shoe inserts for all diseases of the knee joint. It is definitely important to make an indication for surgery as cautiously as possible. I find it bad, however, that there are still reports that nothing can be done about the temporomandibular joint. Such statements always annoy me a bit. On the other hand, I also hear patients who report that they are very happy that they are finally pain-free and regret that the procedure was not performed earlier. I hope I was able to give you some information, so see you soon.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information on TMJ and jaw pain, or to contact Dr. Cruz Aguirre, you can go to our website, www.tmj.clinic. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our podcast and tell a friend. Until next time, we wish you the very best and want you to live healthy and pain-free.